No, there has been no progress. We were contacted by the Secretary General of CCM that we are going to Juba on the 25th to discuss with the SPLM in the government issues related to the implementation of the Arusha Agreement. And we have discussed and agreed with the grantor, that is to say, with the Deputy President of the ANC and the Secretary General of the CCM to dispatch a joint delegation to Juba that will join the grantor and fight from the former detainee. But I have been informed, and former detainees, G10, have been informed that this mission has been postponed. This is, we are expecting a meeting on the 27th for consultation with the grantors on this issue. So there is nobody from G10 that is going to give it this week, and the joint mission with the grantor to engage the SPLM in the government to remove the obstacles that has been placed by the SPLM in the government facing the implementation of the Arusha Agreement has been postponed. We are waiting from the grantor to give us an indication of whether it is going to be possible for this joint trip to go, or on how and when to proceed with the implementation.
Yes, when you say that a joint committee that will be coming to talk to the government to remove some of the obstacles, by joint committee you mean members of the former political detainees or the G10, including the guarantors?
Yes, it is formed by the grantors and a team from former detainees, five of them. That was the agreement, but this has been postponed by the grantors.
Yes, and you say that they are coming to convince the government or to persuade the government to remove some of the obstacles that is delaying the implementation of the Arusha Agreement. What are these obstacles?
There are 6 points in the matrix that were supposed to be implemented by the SPLM in the government. The SPLM in the government has failed to implement all those 6 issues, and the joint delegation from G10 and the grantors was to engage the SPLM in the government leadership to remove it and to proceed with the implementation, so that we are then able to send our team from the tripartite team to proceed with the implementation.
Yes, this tripartite agreement that was signed in Arusha is, of course, combining all the SPLM former political detainees, or the G10, SPLM Juba and the SPLM in opposition. There seem to be a lot of discussion with SPLM Juba and the former political detainees than the SPLM in opposition. Do you think that without the other SPLM, actually this agreement can be implemented?
Our position as G10 is arising from the reality that the SPLM in government is obstructing the implementation of the Arusha Agreement, and the SPLM in opposition is dragging it towards the implementation. We take it upon ourselves to engage both the SPLM in the government as well as the SPLM in the opposition to remove the obstacles, and also for IO to catch up and join seriously to implement the Arusha Agreement.
In your honest opinion, do you think there is hope that this agreement can be implemented as soon as possible?
We are hopeful, and it is a matter of effort and struggle. The agreement has been signed, but it is being obstructed by the SPLM in the opposition, by the SPLM in the government, And the SPLM in the government, including the chairman of the SPLM, has failed to do their part that was required of the SPLM in the government. And it is also true that the SPLM and the opposition are looking at having lost interest in the implementation of the Arusha Agreement, as they failed to attend the last meeting in South Africa. It is our hope that this agreement would be implemented, and we are putting all the efforts necessary in engaging the SPLM in the government as well as engaging the SPLM in opposition so that we implement this agreement. This agreement cannot be implemented unless the three parties are serious and are committed to return the SPLM to unity and reunite it.
Yes,
this is what South Sudan needs. This is what the SPLM members should need, and we are working towards that. We are not losing hope.
Yes, you keep saying that it is not implemented because SPLM in Juba is reluctant to implement this Arusha agreement. What have you, as the former political detainees, the G10, what have you given in implementation of this agreement?
We have negotiated and signed that agreement. Now, it is necessary for it to be implemented. There are specific items for the SPLM in Juba to implement, which they have failed to implement, or they try to implement with conditionality. These are affecting the implementation of the Arusha agreement. And also, we are encouraging SPLM in opposition not to lose faith in the process, despite the obstruction caused by SPLM in government.